Chapter 5, The Deep South. Master Legree's farm was a terrible, dirty place. Tom had to wake up before sunrise. All the slaves had to pick cotton in the fields. They worked under the hot sun all day. Sometimes at night, Tom told the other slaves about Jesus, but they didn't believe Tom. Their lives were just too terrible. One morning, Tom noticed an old woman working next to him. She looked very weak. She couldn't pick cotton very well. Tom put some cotton in her basket. Legree's men would beat her if she didn't pick enough cotton.
"Don't do that," said the old woman. "They'll whip you for that."
However, the man in charge of the slaves saw them. He was a slave named Sambo. Sambo told Master Legree that Tom was helping the old woman. This made Legree angry. He said,
"Sambo, take him to the shed and teach him a lesson."
Sambo took Tom there and beat him very badly. That night, Tom lay in the shed. He was badly injured. He couldn't move at all.
"Please,"
he cried out,
"somebody give me some water."
A woman came to the shed with some water. Her name was Cassie. She was kind to Tom. She cleaned his wounds. Cassie told Tom her story. A long time ago, her father was a rich man, but her mother was a slave. When her father died, she was sold as a slave. Later, a young man bought her. They fell in love. Cassie and the man had a daughter together. They were very happy. But the man's cousin found out he loved a slave. The cousin took Cassie's daughter away from her. Soon, Tom was feeling better enough to work in the fields, but his injuries were not healed completely. The daily work was very hard for him. A few nights later, Cassie came to Tom.
"Tom Legree is sleeping," she said. "Let's take an axe and kill him. Then we can escape."
"No,"
said Tom.
"The Bible says it's always wrong to kill. You have to find another way to escape. I'll pray for you."
Just then, Cassie had an idea.
"You're right," she said. "I'll think of another way."
The next day, Cassie told a lie to Legree that she had seen a ghost in his attic. He was very afraid of ghosts. She knew he would never go up there now. Later, Cassie took some food and clothes. She put them in her bag and ran away. She planned to let him know about her running away. She ran into the swamp and made sure that he saw her. Legree immediately called Sambo.
"That crazy slave Cassie ran away into the swamp. Take the dogs and find her. Just kill her and let the dogs eat her body."
They looked around the swamp for 3 days. But they couldn't find Cassie. She was back in the house and was hiding in the attic. She was safe because Legree was afraid to go into the attic. She would wait until he gave up searching. Then she would really run away. Legree was angrier than ever before. He went to Tom and shouted,
"Tell me where Cassie is hiding."
Tom knew where Cassie was, but he would never tell Legree.
"I have nothing to tell you, master,"
said Tom. Then Legree beat Tom all night. When Tom woke up, Sambo was washing his wounds.
"Tom, who is this Jesus?"
Sambo asked.
"How can he make you so strong? Legree beat you all night, but you never screamed?"
Tom told Sambo about Jesus. Sambo cried when he heard the story.
I can't help but believe it,
cried Sambo. Tom prayed for Sambo, but his pain was terrible.